Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate. Cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
All right, here's a question for you, Michelle.
What?
Are you feeling down or are you depressed?
Right. Well, since today's my 55th birthday, I don't know.
Yay!
I don't know.
I'm actually feeling fabulous, but...
Here, have some cake.
That's not
And I'm going to lump a big thing of ice cream on it, too. Oh, my gosh. Well, here's something interesting. So, October 5th through the 11th, 2014, marks the 24th annual Mental Illness Awareness Week. In 1990, the U.S. Congress established the first full week of October as this Mental Illness Awareness Week in recognition of efforts by the National Alliance on Mental Illness to raise mental illness awareness. Forest Laboratories, a subsidiary of Actavis, is especially proud to serve as this year's national sponsor of Mental Illness Awareness Week. How cool is that? And we have with us Dr. Mary Mandel, who is a psychiatrist on the National Alliance Mental Illness North Carolina Board. Boy, that's a mouthful, Dr. Mandel. Yeah, well, listen, Michelle and I are looking at that question, are you depressed or just feeling down? So can you tell us, what is depression?
Well, that's a great question, and definitely clinical depression is different than normal sadness. Clinical depression is a medical illness, and actually sometimes a person doesn't even feel sad or depressed, but they have clinical depression. Typically, we make that diagnosis when a person has had certain symptoms for a period of at least 2 weeks, and often longer. The symptoms can include a depressed mood, but sometimes people just feel that they're not enjoying life or they're not able to get pleasure from activities. And also there are some physical changes that can occur with depression, such as changes in appetite or changes in sleep pattern. Of course, sometimes with severe depression, people develop feelings of hopelessness, even suicidal thoughts.
Right. So how common is depression in women versus men, Mary?
We estimate that depression is approximately at least twice as common in women compared to men. We think that roughly 20 to 25% of women will experience a clinical depression, what we call a major depressive episode, and we estimate that about 10% of men will experience that at some point in their lifetime.
That's interesting. You know, most women probably don't understand how prevalent depression is in their lives. So when we're looking at this, since Michelle brought up the man versus woman thing, I know that in heart attacks, women do it differently, as most of us know. We experience it differently, physiologically and otherwise. So how about depression? How does depression affect women differently than men?
Well, that's a great question. I think if you look at the simple diagnostic criteria, they really are the same for men and women, but I think the emotional experience of it can be different from women. I think perhaps women may be more likely to feel very low self-esteem, excessive or inappropriate guilt. Certainly men can have those symptoms too. But there are definite emotional and physical components to the depression, which can be different from person to person, regardless of gender.
So how do you think, you know, and how do you know that you're just not going through, because how many of us as women go through like a funk versus really being clinically depressed? How do you know the difference?
Well, that's a good question, and honestly, sometimes even clinicians have some difficulty struggling with that in cases of mild symptoms. to make the diagnosis of a major depressive episode, you know, the symptoms have to be present for at least 2 weeks and have to lead to some sort of impairment in functioning, whether it be, you know, occupational functioning or social functioning that is suffering. Of course, it's normal for us to all feel sad, and you know, many times it's very appropriate to feel sad. But when a person has clinical depression, it goes beyond that, and a person's functioning is impaired in some
way. I think
way.
That that's really an important point, that whole issue of functioning. I think a lot of people don't realize how dysfunctional they become. They withdraw from social relationships. They hide under the covers. They're eating chaotically. It goes on and on. So I think the women out there need to really appreciate how much it can affect their function. You know, Dr. Mandel, there's another word that's used oftentimes in the same breath as depression, and that's apathy. I know a lot of women have heard that and wonder what's the difference between apathy and depression, because apathy is considered to be an actual mental health disorder. What's going on with that?
Yeah, apathy sort of refers to what we call anhedonia, or lack of ability to get enjoyment or pleasure from activities. And for many people, that can be one of the core symptoms of depression. In fact, some people with depression, you know, again, don't feel sad or depressed, but they feel apathetic. So it's almost as if, you know, I'm not sad, but I really don't care of what happens. And things maybe that once struck them emotionally just don't give that same type of have that same type of impact as they once did. Certainly looking for signs of a change. You know, for example, maybe a person who once was very passionate about golf or passionate about spending time with grandchildren may begin to feel that, you know, I don't really care about those things as much as I once did.
Gotcha.
That can be a sign of clinical depression.
Absolutely. I think it's important women understand some of these words. And Dr. Mandel, you've been so great at helping us define some of this. But, hey, let's get personal, all right? And that means that, you know, what's it like to actually feel it on a personal level? And, Michelle, you and I have talked about this in the past, and you know, you told me a story about your own depression, and I really think that the listeners would really benefit from hearing from you.
Well, thanks, Pam. I mean, I did. I suffered from depression after having my complete hysterectomy, and, you know, I always say I tanked. The problem was is that I didn't really know what was happening to me, and so it was this spiraling down that, you know, just continued on, and, you know, it was like putting the covers over your head, not doing things that you normally would be doing. I just wasn't myself. I wasn't happy, but yet I didn't recognize what the signs and symptoms were, because I think sometimes when you're in the throes of it, it's hard to do. And so just can you give us one quick pointer of what one thing can someone do, a family member do for someone who they suspect has depression?
Well, I would say, you know, of course, a person who's going through depression needs kindness and needs support and encouragement. I would say family members can be most helpful if they encourage a person to seek treatment.
I love it. And you know what I'm hearing from you, Dr. Mandel? The kindness and support. The support is absolutely where it's at. Dr. Mary Mandel, thank you so much for helping us understand depression. And are you depressed or just feeling down? Now we know the answer. This is Mental Illness Awareness Week. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King-Robeson.